Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two now officially underway on the Early Line Wednesday morning edition, SiriusXM on channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri, Donnie Wrightside, Major League Baseball. Yeah, we got a stacked deck here in hour number two. Let's have some fun. Instead of breaking down the games, which we will do a little bit later, we're going to take a look at some of these front runners. And are the Dodgers the team to beat? It always, like we talked about Novak Djokovic here, always the guy to beat here. It feels like the Dodgers year in and year out at the top of the standings and at the top of the odds here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. If we're taking a look at top-tier teams right now in Major League Baseball, according to the FanDuel Sportsbook odds to win the World Series, the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Tampa Bay Rays, along with the Astros. Price points here for the Dodgers, a plus 470. For the Atlanta Braves, a plus 480. For the Tampa Bay Rays, a 6-1 price. And the Astros at a 7-1 price. Top-tier teams, Joe Ranieri. Give me your thoughts on who you would take a flyer on here.
It's the Dodgers, as far as I'm concerned. You know, they continue to do exactly what they have done. It seems like every year now here, Donnie, they are just the class of the National League. I would put them up against Atlanta. I would put them up against anybody else you want to throw at them. I mean, look at this road trip they just came off of. They had to play the Braves, the Cardinals, the Tampa Bay Rays. They were just about 500 on it. And now they're going to come home and beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. And they're going to rattle off 100 wins this year. And they're going to be in pretty darn good shape with a heck of a rotation there with Urias, Kershaw. Now they got Gonsolin back. They are going to be just fine as far as I'm concerned. They, to me, should be the odds-on favorite. And if we're lucky enough, Donnie, maybe they go through a little lull here over the summer and we can get them at better odds than what we can get them now.
Yeah, Tampa Bay Rays at 6-1 here. We know they're a great baseball team with a great start. We'll just see if they can hang on, because that's a tough AL East, which you're going to be taking damage out throughout the season. We'll see how that plays out. Those middle-tier teams here, the New York Yankees at a 12-1 price, the Toronto Blue Jays 16-1, the Padres 19-1, the Twins 20-1, and the Mets also at 20-1. Out of those teams there, who are you taking a flyer on? Is it going to be the Toronto Blue Jays to get right? Is it the Yankees, who are still winning despite battling through injuries? Or maybe a team like the New York Mets that we expected so, so much more from that we're just not getting just yet?
Yeah, the Mets are out. The Yankees are the team that I would look at. I mean, theoretically, the Padres should be, better than what they are. The question is, what is the bottom of the market with the Padres, Donnie? Is it get a little worse before it gets better? Is 1900 plus 1900, is that the bottom of it, where it's only going to get better? I think the Yankees, 12-1, I don't know that you're going to get the Yankees much better than this. The bullpen, Rizzo's not going on EIL. I do think they're going to be in this stretch over the next couple of months where they start winning every series. They're going to rattle off a bunch of big wins. And all of a sudden, that's going to be in single digits in 30 days from now. So Yankees, to me, would be the team I'd hop on at 12-1.
It's funny, you see the Twins there 20-1. You say, come on now. But that factors in that they probably are going to win the division, which puts them automatically in the playoffs in a home series. So something to certainly keep an eye on there. And also, those teams, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Padres, the Mets, those are teams that have opened up their wallets. And if they're struggling a little bit around the deadline, you could buy another pitcher, buy another bat, buy another couple bullpen pieces, something to really keep an eye on. All right, let's welcome in the radio audience here. You're watching and listening live to the Early Line. You're on a Wednesday morning edition, SiriusXM Channel down to 159 on the Sports Grid Network. Donnie Wrightside here with Joe Ranieri. Let's take a look at some of those longer shots teams. And also, I'll include the Texas Rangers in here, 23-1. The Philadelphia Phillies, 26-1. The Brewers, 28-1. The Mariners, 32-1. The Orioles, 41-1. Now you're talking to get into some serious money with some good baseball teams. Who can we take a flyer on from this category here, Joe Ranieri?
You know, what is separating all of these teams? Not much. I think they all, obviously, with the numbers associated with them, Donnie, they all have, you know, their pluses and their minuses here. So I would say your Phillies are a team that we can look back and say, yeah, been here and done this, guys. We understand that their best baseball isn't happening until July, August, and September. And we're hoping that that's eventually when they get to, just like they did last year. The Angels are one injury away from being irrelevant. The Cardinals are in the weakest division with probably the best chance of at least getting to it. And then hopefully they can figure some things out with that rotation and give themselves a shot. And the Orioles, it's just too tough a division for them, and it's too new for them to be able to handle the grind come July, August, and September, Donnie. So, you know, the Phillies and the Cardinals would be the two teams I'd focus in on.
Yeah, trying to get those teams, again, not playing so well, but you look at the talent level and say, okay, is that ticket price indicative of what I possibly could get in late September when the team gets hot here? Another team, Joe, to take a look at that's playing good baseball right now, and a team that we probably didn't think would factor into the playoffs, that's the Arizona Diamondbacks, sitting here at a 60-1 price to win the World Series. Now, again, when Joe and I talk about some of these price points here, you're getting up there, 60-1, 65-1, 80-1 in that range. You're not necessarily saying to yourself, because I get this a lot, you take the Diamondbacks to win the World Series, you idiot. That's wasted money. It doesn't mean they have to win the World Series. A 60-1 ticket and one round winner in the playoffs, you turn that into profitability. That's the name of the game. That's the goal, not necessarily just to win the World Series. The next three segments, we're talking Major League Baseball. An awesome card afternoon and evening.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time to talk some Major League Baseball today. The next three segments, we got you covered. Why a full slate of Major League Baseball and also some afternoon action, some evening action here. The first game we're going to get to is the Texas Rangers and the Detroit Tigers. Pitching on the mound today, Dunning for the Texas Rangers, who's been very solid this year. Wentz for the Tigers, not so solid. But if we're taking a look at a price point here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, we're listing that at a minus 142 favorite here for the Texas Rangers. When we talk about hitting weather, finally starting to get closer into the month of June, which will start tomorrow. Take a look at this afternoon game. First pitch at 1:10 Eastern, Joe. 85 degrees in Detroit. And the one thing you don't need to do is heat up those Texas Ranger bats.
Against lefties, no less. Yeah, no. They got some righties there that can handle it. Dunning coming off of paternity, I believe. He gets back and is he's got a team now that's won 9 of their last 11. Ended up, you know, bringing out, they unveil this kid, Grant Anderson, out of the bullpen to make his major league debut, and he strikes out 7 of the first 9 guys he faces. So pretty good debut there. It seems like everything is rolling for the Rangers, and we talked about it earlier. I'm kind of shocked this number is where it's at. Donnie, if we're being honest here, it seems a little cheap here on the Rangers, but I'm going to opt to do the other way. Totals for me, team totals, full game totals. Mm-hmm. I think the Ranger bats, no reason for them to stop against Wentz here.
No, there's not. And Wentz is that equal opportunity pitcher that we love to talk about. Why? In the last 30 days, Wentz is a left-handed pitcher. His xFIP is over 5. His K rate is below 20%. And also, take a look at these splits. A left-handed pitcher facing 21 left-handed batters over the past month hasn't done very well here. A 362 weighted on base percentage. Flip it over to the right side here. He's faced close to 80 batters for the past month here.
450 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 301. Now, just taking a look at the Texas lineup today, we don't have the official starters just yet, but if we have an anticipated lineup, it looks really good against left-handed pitching. Just looking at the weighted on base percentages here, of the first eight batters in the lineup for the Rangers, goes as follows: 433, 455, 333, 441, 374, 372, 360, and 332. So if we're getting a similar lineup today from both lefty and righties in the Rangers lineup with an 85-degree temperature against a bad pitcher, we're probably looking at runs. So I think, Joe, you're on the right path, and you are right. I know it is a road game. You can't just put like minus 200 favorites consistently on the road, right, but this looks like a game that should be fairly easy for the Texas Rangers, but also it's supposed to be fairly easy to beat the Oakland Athletics each and every day, and we've seen now with the Atlanta Braves, that doesn't happen there. But one to keep your eye on right off the bat, Joe and I expecting those Rangers bats to do some damage here. Let's take a look at a 2:11 Eastern start between the Angels and the White Sox. That's Barria on the mound versus Lance Lynn, a slight favorite here to the Chicago White Sox at a minus 136 price. Temperatures here in Chicago, 81 degrees, but a double-digit wind blowing in directly from center field. Yesterday, the White Sox lineup woke up. Do we expect more of the same today here, Joe?
Well, it's going to be interesting, right? Lance Lynn has done a pretty good job of finding the barrel of the bat on a lot of teams this year. But you also have an Angels team that struck out 13 times yesterday and had missed a lot. So was it just a bad day? Do we anticipate they were in the better split yesterday with the lefty on a mound? Barria is now is a right-hander. So yes, I think maybe the under might not be a bad look here, but I do think at some point Lance Lynn's going to figure some things out here. He's not as bad as some of those numbers make him out to see. He had some early rough starts here, but I do think that yes, thing may calm down here a little bit on the scoring front today, and the under might be the way to look.
Taking a look at Lance Lynn, a 4 xFIP over the past month, which isn't bad. That's about average. He's actually dominated, Joe, right-handed batters at 198, weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 090, which is sensational. He has struggled, however, with left-handed bats, but typically most lineups aren't able to stack left-handed bats. The guys you want to watch out for, though, Mickey Moniak, the number one overall draft pick for the Philadelphia Phillies, who has just bounced around the minor leagues, might have found himself a home in L.A. Over the past 39 at-bats in the past month for him against right-handed pitching, check this out, a 421 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 451. Shohei Ohtani, who is a left-handed batter, a 284 ISO power number and a 370 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching over the past month. But really, the factor is going to come in here. Talked about it yesterday, right? Hey, left-handed pitcher here, do some damage for the White Sox. Barria, you're right, a right-handed pitcher. His splits are really good, Joe. 25 batters he's faced from the left-hand side, a 174 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of zero. Flip it over to the right side, 24 batters he's faced, a 166 weighted on base percentage with an ISO power number of zero. So you might be on to something here. Maybe we'll be looking at unders more than overs today in the Windy City. Now, as we call it the Windy City, we got another game across town starting at just about the same time. So Chicago, the epicenter of Major League Baseball today. The Rays and the Cubs, Eflin versus Steele, a favorite here for the Rays at a minus 138 price and a total that is listed at 9. Weather conditions, 79 degrees, with a wind blowing in from right center field at 11 miles an hour. Is today the day we see the Rays actually wake up at Wrigley and score some runs, Joe?
Well, it's interesting because Eflin's going on the mound for them today in Tampa, and it's not like Chicago doesn't know who Zach Eflin is. They have faced him a million times when he was with Philadelphia, and in fact, you know, the Cubs have not had a ton of success against him, I believe. 2-1 with a 2.27 ERA against these Cubs. 5 starts, all with Philly, of course, but hey, it's kind of hard not to think that maybe Eflin is the guy to be able to write this ship in a familiar ballpark to him. You know, I mean, you can make the argument, maybe McClanahan, just it was new surroundings, Wrigley's, you know, kind of a tricky place. And the bats haven't been picking it up well. I do think maybe this is the game that they get back on track. And hey, Tampa at minus 135, Donnie, like, it's kind of hard to pass up, isn't it?
Now, take a look at this. Steel splits are pretty good here for a left-handed pitcher. Mm-hmm. Lefty is a 307 weighted on-base percentage. Righty's a 310. But if you take a look at two of the past starts here for Steel, I believe out of last three, he's actually gotten lit mm-hmm. up. And look at this. This is very rare to see. And again, it's based on a month-to-month rolling schedule here that you take a look at the at-bats, which for the Tampa Bay Rays against lefties, the max today, maybe 17 batters, which is Wander Franco. But weighted on base percentage is something I love to look at. 325 or higher is in Major League Baseball an above average batter. Look at the lineup today, mm-hmm. at least anticipated in those nine batters, Joe. Diaz, a 564. Franco, 459. Ramirez, 374. Arozarena, 447. Paredes, 357. Bethancourt, 529. Margot, 379. Walls, 382. And Siri, 437. All nine batters, extremely high weighted on base averages against left-handed pitching. Something has to give today. Back-to-back days that we saw the Rays get shut down here. I'm not saying they're just going to bust out today because Steele has been a decent pitcher for the totality of the season. But leaking a little bit of oil lately here, I want to see if this lineup can really get after it because the ability to stack right-handed batters, which including switch hitters, Joe, all nine batters today at the plate for those Tampa Bay Rays look like they're going to be from the right side. Now, just talking about this game itself, taking a flyer like on a good team saying they haven't busted out, they're one of the best offensive teams in baseball. Is this a day where you'd say, you know what, let me back off until I see something out of the Rays again? Or do you just jump in and say, boy, the price is right here. This lineup should wake up today.
Well, the price is right. And you mentioned that the split favors Tampa Bay here with the lefty Steel going up there. And you happen to have mm-hmm. a pitcher that's got a lot of experience in this ballpark against this lineup, and he's had some success in it. So I think Eflin is the right guy at the right time. So much so. Now, again, I still don't like Tampa's bullpen, so I would look to bet this early with Tampa. First five, expect them to get out and not be shut down again for the first five innings.
We told you there's some good spots today in Major League Baseball. We're going to continue it next. The Guardians and then the Orioles rubber match. We got you covered. Major League Baseball in the
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Major League Baseball preview part two now officially underway. Now, when we say officially, we don't actually have official starters in this game, but it looks like it's going to be Voth versus Bieber in Baltimore and Cleveland in a rubber match today. I do want to bring this game up still because Bieber, one of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball over the past couple years, has been struggling here in 2023. Over the past 30 days, his xFIP is close to 5, not striking out a lot of batters, but also being completely dominated from the left-hand side. Bieber's a right-handed pitcher. Get this, Joe. 441 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 218 over the past 30 days against 64 left-handed batters. And the reason I bring this up is here, you're going to get a lot of left-handed batters once again in the lineup today for those Baltimore Orioles, whether it be true lefty batters or switch hitters here. Frazier, Rutschman, and Santander did a lot of damage yesterday. Looking good again today. Weighted on base percentages, 360, 377, and 393 coming after Bieber. Even though we don't have lines officially out yet, Voth, decent season for the Baltimore Orioles. Would you ride the Orioles train today once again against Bieber, or maybe a bounce back spot here for the Guardians?
Well, no, I think it's absolutely Baltimore here because there is going to come a time, and I think today might exactly be a good time. The thing that made Bieber so good over the last, 10 years here in his career was his ability to get a lot of swings and misses. The ball, it makes it life easier when the ball doesn't actually get put into play. But that is not the case anymore. Not to mention he's got a left on base percentage here this year, Donnie, that he's gotten a whole lot of things that have gone his way. He's not striking guys out. He's not missing barrels. And he unfortunately is getting a lot of luck with dudes left on base pass. That at some point is going to come crashing. You and I both know it. And maybe, just maybe, today is exactly today on the road that is going to happen here as the Orioles take it to him. This is a team that doesn't strike out a ton, but loves to put the ball in play. Swinging the bats, he's not going to be striking any of these guys out, Donnie. So it's a fade on Bieber for me here with this Orioles squad.
It feels good. I trust the Brewers at home. I think they can get the job done today. Now, let's get to maybe the game of the day. Technically, maybe not, but I feel this is a big one here. 3:38 start out on the West Coast, which means 12:38. How many fans will be in the stands out in Oakland? Probably 5 to 10. No, not 1,000. 5 to 10 fans probably will be out there watching, and most of those would be Braves fans. The Braves coming into today at a minus 235 price and a total that's listed at 9.5. The pitchers on the mound, Schuster for the Braves, not great. Caprillion for the Athletics, certainly not great here. Now, these are the things I always like. Now, I didn't see this tweet come out, Joe, but I do believe it's probably out there. If you took $100 at the beginning of this series, which was two games ago, and you rolled it over as if the Athletics were to sweep, I think it comes out to be $1 million. Is that correct? Am I doing the math right there?
Wow, that's impressive. Because I took them game one, and I got ridiculed for backing them there. But I was not crazy enough to back them last night in any way, shape, or form. But here, Caprillion, I believe, just got called back up from Triple A, I think, is where he was there, which is kind of funny that you got actually demoted on the A's rotation that you had to get called back up in order to be. And that tells you everything you need to know about Caprillion and what's going on, mostly because he couldn't find the plate. He was walking everybody. He was an absolute mess. But he's going to have an opportunity here to do something nobody thought was humanly possible, and that was sweep the Atlanta Braves. So, but give credit to this staff here. I mean, what has Atlanta scored here? Three runs, just 10 hits over the first couple of games. Maybe it is, and this is just a theory, but maybe the fact that Atlanta doesn't like playing in front of 8 people. That might be a problem. They need more people in the stands to get motivated to actually hit the ball, because otherwise it's like a tree falls in a forest and nobody's around to hear it, doesn't make a sound. I think Atlanta feels that. Why are we even here? There's no point. I mean, if we hit a home run, who's going to see it? So maybe that's the issue. If you check attendance today, if the attendance is up, we may want to back the Braves here today.
It's an interesting one, too, because Caprillion isn't a great pitcher by any stretch, but he's actually done fairly well against right-handed batters, really struggles against lefties, but looks like maybe 4 lefties in the lineup for the Braves. Sooner or later, the Braves have to win, but it's not as if the Braves are actually sending out their ace on the mound and a stopper to get after the Oakland Athletics today. This one could get interesting here at that price point. Now, granted, at the end of the day, we might be looking at a 9-1 victory by the Braves. Okay, all is well back in the universe. But my goodness, could you have ever have seen what that, I don't even know what the price would have been for the Atlanta Braves to get swept by the Oakland Athletics. It was almost like the Oakland Athletics win like 3 games a month, not 3 games in a series for an actual sweep here. So certainly something to keep an eye on here. 3:46 started out on the West Coast, another afternoon game in the Bay Area here. The Pirates and the Giants. Keller will be on the mound for the Pirates. Wood will be on the mound here for the Giants. A slight favorite to the Giants at a minus 126 price and a total listed at 8. The better pitcher today is actually on the mound for the Pirates, Joe.
Yeah, it is, Keller. Although Wood, listen, there's nothing not to like about, you know, what Wood has been able to do here for this Giants team that outside of that loss yesterday had been rattling off. They've been playing some great baseball over the last couple of weeks, and it starts, of course, with the pitching staff. But yes, I mean, Keller is, you know, if anybody's going to be able to limit the bats of San Francisco, we saw Oviedo did it, although he got out of some jams, walked a lot of guys yesterday here. But I do think Keller's going to be able to limit the bats. They usually have problems hitting left-handed pitching. Right-handed pitching has not necessarily been a problem for them, but I do think Keller is the right guy to back in this one, too. And I think the market does as well, right? I mean, look at the price. They're like, the money keeps coming in on Pittsburgh, and I think deservedly so, because Wood is not going to see the fifth inning. So they don't let him see the third time through the order, because things start to fall off quickly. Give me Keller. Give me a strikeout prop. I think Pittsburgh gets a second one here today off the back of Keller being able to limit the bats of the Giants.
I think you're right. Take a look at Wood, the lefty here, against 17 batters. He's done very well against left-handed bats, but against right-handed bats, it's a completely different story here. 52 batters he's faced, Joe, a .400 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of .261. And then you flip it over. I mean, stars in Major League Baseball and Cy Young Award winners, you don't start with Mitch Keller, but my goodness, over the past month, he's every bit as good as anybody that's out there on the mound. A 2.63 xFIP number, a K rate of 35%, doesn't walk very many batters, low ISO power numbers to both lefty and righties, and a good sample size, too, of about 130 batters he's faced over the past month. So something that you might be able to sink your teeth into, those Pittsburgh Pirates today at a slight favorite. Let's take a look at the Nationals and the Dodgers this afternoon. A 4-11 start down in Los Angeles, which means 1-11 out on the West Coast. That's Corbin on the mound for the Nationals and Syndergaard on the mound for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, for the Nationals, they're getting a plus 194 price today at the FanDuel Sportsbook if you want the favorite Dodgers at a 235. The total is listed at 9. Now, this isn't your grandfather's Patrick Corbin. Seems to be turning that bout here, getting close to a 2-1 price in an afternoon game, Joe. Any takers on the Nationals today?
Well, you know, this was a spot that I had looked and said, you know, we may want to take a look here at the Nats. Number one, the split favors, Corbin, right? Left-handed Dodgers have struggled against left-handed pitching. They also have a day off tomorrow, and then they welcome in the Yankees. So a little bit of a possible look-ahead spot. But then again, you got to trust that even the Nats offense, which hasn't done anything in this series, I think they've scored 4 total runs. They don't have a ton of hits. But you got to have confidence that they'll at least be able to put some balls in play against Syndergaard and may have a lead. So I wouldn't be excited about it, but I do think if you were going to bet the Nats in this game, I wouldn't try to talk you out of it. I don't love the spot for the Dodgers here. I think the Nats may get one before leaving town here and before the Yankees show up.
Yeah, let's see what comes out with this official starting lineup a little bit later this afternoon, because as we said, Corbin's been very good. A 4.22 xFIP over the past month in Major League Baseball. He does have a low K percentage, which typically would get you in trouble, but his splits are telling you a different story. Corbin, a left-handed pitcher going up against left-handed batters, a .260 weighted on base percentage and a zero ISO power number. To right-handed batters, he's faced 107 of those. Take a look at that, a .281 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 126, so really doing well. But the Dodgers lineup is a different animal right now, and particularly against left-handed pitching. If we estimate the first 7 batters in the lineup today that we think are going to be there, take a look at these ISO power numbers. And again, just to set the table for what we look at with ISO power numbers, around that 170 level as a batter or higher is being above average in Major League Baseball. Betts, a .406, Freeman, a .366, Will Smith, .318, JD Martinez, .389, Taylor, .469, Muncy, .207, and Vargas, .267. So taking a look here, I love the lineup for the Los Angeles Dodgers. You can't win every game. And sometimes for me, being a little bit superstitious here on what Major League Baseball players are accustomed to, they're usually playing most of their games at 7 o'clock at night, later in the afternoon. This one will be a little bit early on the West Coast. Do you have any of those preconceived notions where it's like, ooh, I might want to save my money for a little bit later? If the numbers are right, you fire away in the afternoon.
I agree with you 100%. Matchups are matchups, right? So it really doesn't make a difference whether it's early or it's late. If I feel that one team has got an advantage, then that's the way that you go here. And maybe, just maybe, this could be one of many upsets here today.
Uh-oh. How about that? How about those Reds last night pulling an upset? Same game parlays coming up as well. And also, does Joe Ranieri have any more dogs up his sleeve coming for this afternoon's Major League Baseball schedule? We got the card covered completely, and it's going to begin once again in the next segment here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here talking Major League Baseball. Let's continue down this card today, both afternoon action and evening action, but also the return of our same game parlays here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. We got some exciting things, so let's get down to business and get to our same game parlays. Same game parlays, looking to cash in some tickets here. The last time I did a same game parlay was in the Eastern Conference Finals, and it cashed on Friday. So I'm looking to continue the good vibes going by seeing red today with the Cincinnati Reds. It's a three-leg parlay with three different players to each get a base hit or more today, Joe Ranieri, and that will pay out at a plus 158 price. Matt McClain, Spencer Steer, and Nick Senzel each to get base hits. Now, why are the three players that I picked out the ones I went with today? Going up against Paxton on the mound, who's a left-handed pitcher, has struggled over his 60 batters this season. 50 of those batters coming from the right side with a weighted on base percentage over the past 30 days of 331 against him and an ISO power number of 222. Good weather in a hitter's ballpark blowing out today. I went with three right-handed batters. McClain, who's batting with a ISO power number over the past 30 days against left-handed pitching of 375. Steer, 333 through 29 at-bats over the past 30 days. And Nick Senzel through 28 at-bats, 259 is an ISO power number. When those three guys get a base hit, we're cashing in tickets and seeing red tonight. Joe Ranieri, how about you? What do we got planned?
I like all of that there, especially with that kind of high total once again at Fenway. Love that. Runs are coming. However, I don't think runs are coming in this game, which is I'm focusing my same game parlay on the Pirates and the Giants this afternoon. We talked about it earlier. Love Mitch Keller in this spot here. And I love him to get over 6.5 strikeouts in this one, Donnie. We are looking at just about, with the projected lineup here, I believe 7 of the 9 that are going to be up at the plate there for the Giants. Their strikeout rate is just north of 22%. So we've got a lot of guys that don't make a whole lot of contact, that often chase and swing and miss, especially against right-handed pitching here with this Giants team. And I do think Keller is exactly the kind of guy that's going to be able to get them to chase a lot of balls out of the zone, which of course is going to allow for multiple strikeouts. And I think over 6.5, keeping that game total under 8. And I do believe, and we mentioned it earlier, that with Keller on the mound, don't expect it to be a high scoring game, but I expect the Pirates bats to wake up here a little bit and be able to get to Wood and win this game. So I got a dog, I got a strikeout, and I got a total under in this matchup at plus 432.
There we go. Let's get after tonight. Hopefully get some plus money by tomorrow morning. I think it certainly makes some sense both ways that we're looking to go tonight. Let's continue on this Major League Baseball escapade today. The Padres and the Marlins. If we take a look at this game, a 6:40 start. And looking at Garrett on the mound here for the Marlins, a left-handed pitcher, he struggled a bit here over the past 30 days, Joe. 4.26 xFIP number, 94 right-handed batters he's faced. They've gotten the best out of him. 376 weighted on base percentage and an ISO power number of 250. The Padres woke up at the plate yesterday. Did they stay open at the plate tonight?
Well, I mean, Snell, both of these guys got just absolutely destroyed here in recent starts. But I would say Snell has actually had some success in Miami, I believe, pitching against him. So he's getting a little of familiarity here with the ballpark. Maybe both of these guys come back and give us some impressive performances, and we can keep this thing under the total. I don't trust either lineup to do a whole lot of anything. Both guys have shown an ability to be able to limit some damage here against teams that may struggle a little bit against left-handed pitching. So it's a tough game for me. It's a pick 'em price, which I think tells you everything you need to know. I don't want to back Snell. Garrett has been hit or miss here, although I do think the ceiling's a little bit higher for him. So yes, depending on what these lineups look like here, I would focus more on the total and say maybe an under 8.5 might be in store here tonight.
Focus on this one here, the Milwaukee Brewers and the Toronto Blue Jays. Julio Teheran back at Major League Baseball had a quality start, first time back, something that really surprised me. Maybe we're looking for a little regression out of him, which is probably coming. But Alek Manoah has been terrible this season. 30 days, 60 days, it doesn't matter. They're a minus 184 favorite. We're talking about the Blue Jays today with Manoah on the mound, a total listed at 9.5. Do we trust Teheran? Do we trust the Milwaukee Brewer bats, which are typically very bad? Or do we trust the Blue Jays to actually wake up at the plate and also Manoah to find his stroke that he's lost this year?
No. I don't at all. You know, if it's maybe the Teheran, he didn't look bad, but that's how bad things had been going for Milwaukee, that this is who they had to bring in, although he was pretty impressive in that first go around last week. He has not fared well against Toronto in his career, but Manoah worries me because, yikes, if he's not walking, guys, he's hitting barrels, and that's never a good sign. So I would tend to lean to the over in this game, and I think maybe both Milwaukee and Toronto have some success here at the plate, and maybe we get a high-scoring affair. The number is high anyway, 9, 9.5, but I think it's warranted in this case. Waiting for Toronto to explode for a whole lot of runs in this ballpark that they moved all the fences in on. Maybe this is the game it happens.
Maybe it could on both sides here. The Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets yesterday, certainly not an offensive explosion. Two runs by the Mets, none by the Philadelphia Phillies. We expect Bryce Harper to be back in the lineup today for the Phillies. The Phillies come in here as a slight favorite at minus 120 with Aaron Nola on the mound going up against Carlos Carrasco, a total listed at 9. Are the bats waking up in Flushing, Queens today?
Well, if they don't, Donnie, I don't know what to tell you about your Phillies. Like, if you can't hit Carrasco, like, I just, and the money is coming in this morning on the Mets apparently the home dog seems to be the betting favorite here early on in this spot. But, hey, it was an under last night. In that game, mostly because the Phillies couldn't put two hits together. They only had two in the entire game. I think Nola has some success. I think this is the spot the Phillies can turn the bats around here and get to Carrasco and get it done, especially after seeing Senga last night. I think a little less movement on the ball will do them some good. And I expect the Phillies to win this game, Donnie. I expect them to win behind Nola.
That's good news. That is good news to my ears. I'll tell you what's good news to my ears. Warmer conditions in Boston, slight wind blowing out, Paxton on the mound versus Weaver, a total of 10.5. The bats cranked it up last night in that ballpark, and here we are today with the Red Sox, a heavy favorite at the FanDuel Sportsbook at a minus 174 price. I can't trust Paxton. I certainly can't trust Weaver, but the one thing you could probably put together, both of these teams will hit again tonight. It does take 11 to win that, which is crazy outside of Coors, but I actually think it happens.
First five over, full game over. Paxton has actually been pretty good. Weren't sure what we were going to get at him, but his first couple of starts, the numbers aren't bad, Donnie. I mean, he's actually been pretty decent. We know Boston hits better at Fenway than they do on the road, so when you put it all together, this has got blow-up city. We may get a ton of runs early and late in this one.
All right, Minnesota Twins and the Houston Astros today. Varland versus Brown. So certainly not Cy Young Award candidates here on the mound. An 8 o'clock start for this one. East Coast time, favorite for the Astros here. Minus 178 over the Twins. The Twins are a plus 150 price. A total of 8 in this one. Astros Twins, any brief thoughts on this one for you, Joe?
Yeah, Astros to get it done. And the under. We went back to unders at Astros home field, and I think we got another under in this one here tonight.
You want bad pitchers, we got them. Colorado Rockies here in the Arizona Diamondbacks. Lamet versus Henry, a minus 172 favorite. A lot of respect here for those Arizona Diamondbacks and their bats. A total. Hey, they brought Coors with them on the road of 10 here listed in the desert, Joe.
And I don't see any reason to think we ain't going to get there, Donnie. So, yeah, over for me in this one. Both of these pitchers, we got some gas can happening here in Arizona tonight.
Yeah, we'll see if that roof comes open here, that ball gets extra heated up tonight. But at 10, there's a legitimate chance they get there. Anytime you see the Colorado Rockies out there and you say, okay, who are they throwing? Well, it's always a bad pitcher. It feels like you're probably going to get some runs. Maybe the game of the night tonight out there, the New York Yankees and the Seattle Mariners. It's Schmidt versus Kirby tonight. Favorite here for the Mariners at a minus 148 price. Back-to-back double-digit efforts for the Yankees at the plate. A total. Look at this. Listen at 7.5 out there in Seattle tonight.
And while it was 7 yesterday against Gilbert and had that workout, that's back-to-back overs in this one, and I have no reason to think that we're not going over. Kirby's been good, but you threw Miller a couple of nights ago who does nothing but throw hard. Yeah, I expect the Yankees to keep rolling here. I won't necessarily back them to win, but I do think Mariners going to win. They're going to have to score some runs, Donnie. I think we get up and over the 7.5 here.
Yeah, not a good-looking lineup for the Mariners, which is basically what I've been saying almost every single day. It feels like there's talent in the lineup, but just hasn't put it together. Schmidt, over the past 30 days in baseball here, 4.28 xFIP number, K rate around 24%. He does have decent splits, particularly with the ISO power numbers, which are key, and that tells you how much power those batters are getting against the pitcher. 175, 170 or higher is where you're getting after the pitcher. Take a look at Schmidt from the left side here. An 087 for a right-handed pitcher. That's tremendous against lefty. Against righties, a 118. Now, if we flip it over to the New York Yankees here and how they match up against Kirby, Kirby's last start actually backed him with a strikeout prop, and he got lit. I feel like every single player for the Pittsburgh Pirates came up and hit a home run against him up there at T-Mobile Stadium. 441 xFIP number, but lefties against Kirby are really doing damage here. A 374 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 250. The lefties in the lineup today, Anthony Rizzo, Willie Calhoun, Bowers. So it looks like only three, which you're sort of leaning into what Kirby does well. But I got to ask you this question. Aaron Judge against left-handed pitching, right-handed pitching, he's just smashing over the past 30 days. Aaron Judge against right-handed pitchers, a 474 ISO power number and a 499 weighted on base percentage, plate appearances, 72 of those over the past month. When you're taking a look at home run props today with a hot guy, do you just take Aaron Judge continuously here until he lets you down? It feels like he's firing on all cylinders right now.
If it ain't broke, Donnie, do not fix it. And I don't see any reason. You know how streaky it is. I don't see any reason to get in front of it and expect it to go anywhere else. So it's Judge for me here. Anytime home runs is cross the boards as much as you can get because he's starting to feel it right now.
Yeah, and a long way from the Bronx, too. Like you said, okay, he's heating up in the Bronx here, 80-degree temperatures, wind blowing out in a smaller ballpark. That's not the case out there in T-Mobile on the West Coast in Seattle. That is a true pitcher's ballpark, and he's doing damage each and every day, and maybe that will continue for today as well. Well, today's Wednesday edition. Fantastic Major League Baseball. We went through it all. Joe Ranieri once again on Tuesdays and Wednesdays bringing that fire. He'll be back next week also on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tomorrow, Kevin Walsh will return, and I will close this bad boy down next with a little listen up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment of the day here for the Early Line Wednesday morning edition right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. I'm Donnie Wrightside, and Joe Ranieri joining me today as we power through from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern. I'm going to hand it off now to the morning after and Ben Stevens, which I will be a part of for the first hour, so make sure you don't go anywhere and stay tuned for the rest of your Sports Grid programming throughout the day. A lot of topics we covered today, including a fun topic with the NFL, talking some win totals on a couple teams, getting those juices flowing. Today is the last day of May. We flip it over to June, OTAs, and then we get to the point where we have that silent period before training camp starts in July, and away we go into the NFL season. Talked a lot of hot topics today. You got Roland Garros in the French Open on the clay. See who's going to win that tournament here. Major League Baseball full slate all throughout the afternoon with a lot of chances here with bad pitchers on the mound and some solid lineups and some good hitting weather. But the topic we want to talk about here is even though we see there's 162 Major League Baseball games on the schedule, even the worst teams probably going to approach at least 50 wins. They got to win sometime. The Oakland Athletics and the Atlanta Braves in a series with the Braves with a chance to get swept by the A's? Listen up. It happens from time to time in Major League Baseball as you try to set the table for a series you think is going to be an easy one. And if you are the Atlanta Braves, backers, fans, and also front office and team, you fly out to the West Coast going, you know what? We can sleepwalk and win two out of these three games, but probably pretty easy to sweep the Oakland Athletics, who don't seem to put up much of a fight. You had a tough battle against the Philadelphia Phillies, which you won on a Sunday night, flew out to Oakland for Memorial Day and got beat. Okay, we'll wake up. We're rested. We're relaxing. Let's get out there and get the bats together. You score one run again. And then you flip it over to today, where your monster favorite here, FanDuel Sportsbook, at a minus 235 price with Schuster on the mound. Not even a legitimate, solid, top-of-the-rotation guy going up against Caprillion in the Oakland Athletics. You know what would shock me here? If the Oakland Athletics got a sweep here. But then again, it's baseball, and nothing should shock you in baseball on a day-to-day basis. Stay tuned for Ben Stevens in the Morning After coming up next right here on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.